This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 12 noon following protests by DMK and Congress MPs over remarks by Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan on the PM Shri scheme. During the question hour, DMK MP T. Sumathi, alias Tamirachai Thangapandian, raised the issue of fund allocation to Tamil Nadu. Responding to it, Mr. Pradhan alleged that the DMK is not committed to the students of Tamil Nadu and they are ruining the future of students. He also accused the ruling party in the state of doing politics. Following his remarks, the members from DMK and Congress trooped into the well, raising slogans. Amid noisy scenes, Speaker Om Birla repeatedly urged them to allow the House to function, but they continued with their protest. The Speaker tried to run the question hour amid ruckus. Later, he adjourned the House till 12 noon. In the Rajya Sabha, members from Congress, TMC, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others staged a walkout over the alleged issuance of duplicate voter IDs and other issues. Leader of the House, JP Nadda, accused the opposition of adopting an irresponsible approach. He said the government is ready for discussion on any issue. India has imposed an anti-dumping duty of up to $986 per ton for 5 years on a chemical used for water treatment imported from China and Japan to protect the domestic industry from cheap inbound shipments. The Ministry of Finance in its notification said that the decision has been taken following recommendations from the Directorate General of Trade Remedies, an investigation arm of the Ministry of Commerce, to impose the duty on trichloroisocyanuric acid. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil has said that the water of Ganga is pure and not dirty. Talking to media outside Parliament, Mr. Patil said some people are trying to create misunderstanding over the purity of Ganga water.
Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi sahab khud itne saalon se pani pee rahe hain, hum log bhi 15-16 saalon se, aap log bhi pani pee rahe ho. Agar usme kuch ganda hota, zahar hota, to abhi tak hum log yahan baat karne ke liye ke samne nahi hote. To ye galatfehmi paida karne ki jo koshish hai, usse sabhi logon ko bachna chahiye. Hamare aise galatfehmi se aadhar par logon ke man mein ek dar ka mahol paida nahi karna chahiye.
President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a 3-day visit to Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab beginning today. On the first day of her visit, the president will grace the convocation ceremony of Guru Jambeshwar University of Science and Technology in Hisar. On the same day, she will launch a state-level campaign, Spiritual Education for Holistic Well-being. Brother Bamma Kumari is on the occasion of their Golden Jubilee celebration. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is conducting searches at 14 locations in the Durg district of Chhattisgarh in relation to the liquor scam in the state. The search operation is underway under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002. Residence of former Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel, including the residence of his son and close associates, are being searched. Prime Minister of New Zealand, Christopher Luxon, will be on a 5-day visit to India from the 16th of this month. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, senior officials, business leaders, media representatives and members of the Indian diaspora community. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, Prime Minister Luxon will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi covering various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. Vanuatu Prime Minister Jotham Napet has ordered the Citizenship Commission to revoke the Vanuatu passport issued to former Indian Premier League chief, IPL chief, Lalit Modi. Mr. Napet stressed that obtaining Vanuatu citizenship is a privilege and not a right. The decision comes after media reports revealed that Lalit Modi has received the citizenship of Vanuatu, a small island nation in the South Pacific. Last Friday, the Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, confirmed that Lalit Modi had applied to surrender his Indian passport at the Indian High Commission in London. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stated that the request will be reviewed as per existing rules and procedures. Saudi Arabia is set to host talks tomorrow between the United States and Ukraine, Jeddah, to resolve the 3-year-old conflict between Russia and Ukraine. The meeting will be held after an argument erupted during Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky's February 28th visit to the White House. President Zelensky will meet Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman today, after which his team will stay for a meeting with the American team. And that is the end of this news bulletin.